Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
We are still on Antigua. It is day two of the honeymoon, and stuff happens. We're going to make this much more interesting than the actual episode.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Yeah! What's up? Yes. Oh my gosh, that was an episode, wasn't it? That was on television.
It was.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Of course, this is the Married at First Sight after show, and yes. I mean, you know, they can't all be winners, guys, except for us. I'm your host, Mike Thieling. I'm joined by two other winners. To my immediate left is Lanisha.
Hey, guys! Oh, man, I wish Carmen was here, but yes.
Back from the sickness.
Okay.
You okay?
I am okay now.
You took a Benadryl just now. Not a sponsor, but you took a Benadryl, and if you fall asleep, we don't know if it's because of the episode or because of the medicine.
It might be both.
Further to my left, keeping Lanisha awake, is your boy Jim.
Hey.
Oh,
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And we are extra ready for all of you who joined us last week. You know Jim spills something every episode, so we've got
that's two in a row, but we have nothing to drink.
I've got it away from you.
I got it right
That's fine.
Here.
Nice,
we need it.
Fresh, brand new roll of Bounty paper towels.
This is going to be
also not a sponsor. Guys, we're going to go through this entire episode. We're going to expand on a lot of things. As the panel and I discussed before we went live here, this is going to be a night of tangents because not a lot happened, but in the aura, in the ideal AfterBuzz show, give me your overall thoughts of the episode.
I mean, it's typically like everybody else. It's normally like all mellow this round, and we don't get the juiciness until they move in. But I will say, the couples meeting each other, I think that was way more fun than last season. Instead of just having the dinner, I did
a
like
bit
the
of an
couples
activity.
Together this one.
Okay, mm-hmm. Jim,
it was just action packed lit. It was over the top. I couldn't keep up with all the. The bland conversations.
Everything went wild.
Yeah, those wild conversations. I mean, they really got us amped up all throughout. Just talking and being afraid of bungee jumping and, you know.
Not even bungee. Yeah. Bungee jumping, I would give it to him.
Zip lining. I'm putting it over way too much than it was. Yeah.
But well, shout out to the music people, you know, the composer, because they try to make it interesting with the
ta-da.
Sure, yeah. The music tries to make it more intense and all that other kind of great stuff.
Did.
You know, we're missing our girl Carmen today. She couldn't come, but we're going to work our way through it. So let's talk just real quick overall what happened this episode. We come back in. They're still at the resort. And just like Lanisha said, all the couples get to meet each other. We knew they had already met guys and girls before at their bachelor and bachelorette parties. But now they're all actually meeting each other. And they play a little volleyball.
Great. Great start.
It's great television.
The best way to really get everything engaged and going.
Really fired up is to get sand everywhere.
The 12-foot, you know, pyramid right there versus the regular people, you know.
Do you think when the producers cast this show, right, and they had Matt, and they were
just
ready,
thinking about volleyball.
They
that
were
was
like,
literally,
we're going to have them play volleyball, and we're going to make them all look dumb. And here's what I didn't understand. If Matt is on your team, you just give the ball to Matt, right?
And you were honestly making my day with your commentary. It's like, give the ball to Matt.
Just give it to him. Set Matt up. He can literally just tap it over the net if we're going to win. Now, here's the thing. This is the second or third day they've known their wives. I got a guy and a girl here. Do you let the girls win?
I mean, no, not if you're really trying to... I'm a competitor. Mm. Okay, I like competition. So
if it was you, and they let you win, you would look down on that. That'd be a negative to you for giving it to
it's
you.
It's boring. Don't let me win. I like playing to win, but I like competing.
All right.
I don't like to be let
Fair and
won.
Square. Fair and square. Mm-hmm. Are you a good loser?
Now, here's the thing. I'll be like, I let you win. We got to go another round.
All right.
I told you, I'm a competitor. I'm very competitive.
Jim?
Matt and Amber definitely competing for sure because they're both into sports and kind of athletic. All the other ones, they're just going to do what they always do, let the girl take over, you know, and own it like they have been doing because those other guys, you know, they just don't have much to say or do. So
pretty much. And yeah. then so do a little of the volleyball. And then as they love to do on these kind of episodes, they split into guys and girls. Mm-hmm. And it's like gossip time.
That's naturally.
Locker room talk.
It's gossip time. And huge surprise, Iris's virginity. If you guys didn't know, there's one contestant on this show. Her name's Iris. She's married to Keith. She's a virgin.
What?
Which means she's never had... That's right.
I've heard that on the show.
She's never had sexual intercourse.
No,
we got very specific.
Not sex or sexual intercourse?
She has never had sexual intercourse.
Oh, intercourse.
She
okay.
is a virgin. Mm. And that's what she means by saying that she's a virgin 30 times a
but
show.
But not sex, because that's different, right?
No, sex is different. Yeah. She hasn't had intercourse.
She can bust to first base, then steal second, go to third, and almost cross home. But that's not intercourse.
She's a virgin. And of course, in both of the little breakout powwow sessions, we had to discuss her virginity.
Oh, it was
she talked about it with the girls, and Keith talked about it with the guys. So now everybody on all of Antigua knows that Iris is a virgin, and it's just really out there. I mean, is there a realm? Because at this point, obviously, we're making fun of it. It's just kind of dumb at this point. Is there a realm where this didn't need to be talked about whatsoever in the show? Maybe the first episode, we kind of get it, but we make fun of it on our show because it's at every single turn we got to hear about her virginity. Is it just me or is this too much?
Okay, for this one, I do think that it was important for them to talk about it because I would be kind of interested too into knowing how did your man take the fact that she was a virgin? How did he take that, girl? Because I know my man probably wouldn't take it well, so how did y'all take it? So I did get the gist of it. And, of course, Keith talking about it with the fellas, like, yeah, I'm not getting none. Like, I thought that was interesting. But I hope and pray that we don't hear it every single episode.
Well, we're 4 for 4.
Yeah.
4 for 4. Maybe we won't hear it on the 5th.
I mean, maybe we'll meet her grandparents.
Yeah, maybe I'll maybe I'll date a millionaire like that other show on Lifetime by next week too. I think the chances
now,
of that are
okay. Real quick, because what's up, everybody in the chat? We love you guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Right off the bat, Tamika Francis was here earlier, and I know she's here all the time. She said, "I'm glad Keith told the guys that Iris is a virgin, so they won't bother him about sexual activity." I disagree. I think
You're
it's never going to not be brought up. It's going to be brought up like every day. Did it happen last night? Did it happen? And then, you know, they go apart and they live apart from each other. And then they always come back together once or twice for the rest of the season. It's going to be the hot topic of conversation every get together.
But it's like, it's not like anybody else is getting any action. Except Matt and Amber.
but look, all you had to say was we didn't have sex.
Yeah.
You don't have to say that she's a virgin.
Right. It closes that door.
The other two didn't have sex either. Like, nothing is strange about it.
Yeah, but that I feel like that's a natural conversation, especially with guys. Like, I feel like the guys in that environment with the situation, I do feel like naturally.
For sure.
But I feel like he was naturally going to end up saying, like, yeah, she's a virgin. This is what I'm dealing with. Because everybody's saying what they're dealing with.
I think, okay, so if it was me, I don't think I'd blow my wife up like that.
Mm.
I mean, obviously she's open and out about it. So she's telling the girls. But I don't think I don't think it's anybody's business. I think that's a private thing. I would have just said, I'm down to talk with the dudes. Like, that's fine. But you don't need to go any further than we didn't sleep together.
Yeah, no,
we
that would have been explanatory enough, you know?
It's not a lie.
Not a lie, and it's true. And then it doesn't open that thing where you're just, like, become the pity of it, right? And you become the bunt of the joke.
I mean, I think they're still going to pity him because, like, did you still get it? Did you get any now? Did you get any now?
Yeah.
Did you get some now?
It's going to be every single chance they get. Like,
no question.
Always going to be jabbing him right there.
No question.
Yeah.
One couple who it doesn't matter how many times they get asked because they're essentially sleeping together constantly is Matt and Amber. You like that segue? That was rough.
Yeah.
I fought through it.
It's very thoughtful of you.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
They just had sex right away on the first night. Like, she hasn't been able to keep her hands off of this guy. Props to them. That's fun. That's exciting.
I knew that was going to happen.
Then they exercise with each other.
Yeah.
She bought him a camera for the honeymoon.
Yeah, it's cute.
Are they not allowed to have their phones?
No.
Sometimes you can't, yeah.
He's the little Polaroid thing that she bought him, this is like kitschy now. I see a lot of people, yeah. I think my little like 8-year-old niece has one. That's cool. It's cute. I guess it's cute, but my immediate reaction is like, my cell phone does this. Why did you waste money on
this? Actually, no, they can have phones because I remember Iris talking about it with Keith and the phone. So they can have
phones. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, they do that, and then, you know, they walk around the water and then they exercise. That's fantastic. They're a great couple. So there's honestly not a lot to talk about, except for the fact that while we were watching, it seemed like all three of us had the same kind of idea that Amber is a little extra.
Little? Little? By having the t-shirt wifey and he's got a plain white tee. Okay, I am convinced. I am convinced the world of Married at First Sight. You could have placed anyone with Amber. It doesn't matter if it's Matt, John, Mike, Randy. Any guy, and it would have been the same reaction. She's wearing that wifey shirt, and they are committed because she commits to it, okay?
She would have been in my head like, are we on the same page? Yeah, I got wifey, you ain't got nothing on your
shirt.
She
is about it. She is, I'm telling you, she's had this vision since she was 6, probably. And this has been biting at her every day of her life. And now, you hear every word. She says, my husband, our perfect marriage, this is the best day of my life. This, like, relax, because I'm exhausted watching this. She's by far the most excited, palpitations just watching that. I can't imagine being him.
She's by far the most excited to be married and to have gone through this process.
Too much is not good.
An odd amount, like, was it that hard for you to meet a guy?
Maybe that was the reason why she wasn't meeting him, because, like, if she comes out this strong, this quick, they're running, right?
But it seems like he can handle it, though. Like, I feel like even though her personality is up here,
right,
I feel like for him, since he's so, like, chill and so, like, mellow, whatever, I feel like their personality does connect. She is a little over the top, but he likes it.
I think he likes it?
Why wouldn't he wear a husband or hubby shirt?
You don't think he likes
it?
Guys, no. Put in the chat.
I think for right now,
what is there not to like? She's attractive, right?
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
tall dudes
about it.
Like
by the way, I'd be about it.
Yeah, you're about there. It. You're about just, it.
Look,
she's very attractive,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know guys that are 8,000 feet tall, they love women that are like 3 feet tall, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Same thing for, but it's different. Really tall women like really tall guys. It's an opposites thing, yeah. Right?
Tall.
We need a ladder.
And she, I mean, let's be honest, they slept together on like the second night.
Yeah.
This dude is loving life right now.
Yeah.
Well, compared to the other guys, if you're having those conversations with other dudes, hey, someone's doing better than others.
You're like, I'm doing pretty good. And she was so excited.
But it gets exhausting after a while. Like, how long does she continue this excitement and this hype? It's going to wear out.
That's like, going to be the interesting thing when they go back home.
Yep. Because she can't be on it. If she's on it, like, for an extended long run, then that is a major problem. Maybe she's just going to get gassed out of it. And then, you know.
Especially with how mellow he is. He's just we're married, cool. And I'm
basketball.
Tall. I need to stretch out. Ha, ha, ha. Exercise. But he's, like, good guy, but it's just, like, the mismatch is crazy. Yeah. I think he's still in heaven right now. We are in heaven right now because all of you guys are hanging out with us. You watch our show. You're hanging out with us in the live chat. You're contributing. You know, we consider you guys our extended panel. And to that extent, Lenisha, you want to share some kind words with our friends?
I surely do. You guys, we just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Thank you guys for riding with us. We see your comments in the live chat and even after the show. Keep on commenting. And while we're at it, if you hit that subscribe button, that little button right there, go ahead and hit it. And if you're listening on iTunes, please feel free to give us a 5-star rating. Yes, we love you guys and we love AfterBuzz.
Now, okay, again, Tamika in the chat says on Unfiltered, which we don't get a chance to watch because we got to come in and shoot right away. Mm-hmm. On Unfiltered, he mentioned her height was a turnoff. I don't believe him.
Wait, Matt said that
about
Amber?
Yes,
Amber.
We're speculating she's like 5'1", 5', not
that's
much more
ridiculous.
Than that.
Ridiculous. He loves it.
He
I don't believe
does.
It for a second. I think he loves it.
I could see him. him not being completely turned off, but I could see it being at odds of like, oh, how is this gonna work? Like, I could see him questioning it, but I don't see him being unattractive.
What's
to
gonna
her.
Work? Like, what? How is she gonna get a ladder or a stool to like kiss him or something?
Well,
or?
Like he's like, oh, I probably have to bend because he's tall.
That's not his
he's
bend. He does super bend. Tall. This could end his career. This could end his professional career.
That's
all
true.
This bending. And,
that's true.
You know,
is
I
that
mean,
in the contract when you're a European basketball player that you can't date anybody
it's
under
a physical
like 5 foot?
Exertion yeah. of the back and joints and stuff. This
he could have
be
trouble
issue.
Getting insurance.
We need
for
a doctor
that.
On the show. We need a professional yeah. doctor
career
to
ending.
Let us know.
Somebody who's a doctor, chime in, please, please. He said the height was a disappointment, says It's Ray Ray. That's crazy to me. Hmm. I don't know. I don't buy
I mean,
it.
He could have a thing for taller girls, too.
I guess
you know?
He like could. Some,
I mean, yeah. nothing wrong with a tall girl with long legs,
but
you know?
Maybe it's really... Like so, here. I don't buy it. But what I would buy is he's turned off by exactly what Jim's talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, and that's an
and
excuse.
It's an easy excuse.
Easy
like,
an excuse.
You're a little too short. Yeah. I like taller girls
yeah.
or whatever.
Completely.
And we know that... From the previews, it's making it look out to be tumultuous, like he cheats or something, like something going on there. So we keep an eye out for them. So, okay. But as far as we're concerned, probably the tightest couple. Next, let's go over to your boy Greg and Deanna, who are...
My boy? Wait, who?
It's Jim's boy. What? Jim loves Greg. I don't know.
Listen,
that,
man.
No, that was
listen,
just that,
man.
That was the universal yeah. you. That was the universal yeah, yeah. your boy. These two confuse the life out of me. I don't know what to make out of it.
Yeah.
She might be the first person ever to say you're complimenting me too much. I mean, it's yeah. a brand new relationship. They don't know each other from Adam and Eve, right? And he's just giving her a lot of compliments. He's excited.
He's
and she's like,
okay.
You gotta calm down. I mean, it doesn't seem disingenuous to me.
Here's the classic example. It's when you have, like, someone who's, in a sense, dating. Maybe they're kind of friends, right? And they're somewhat interested in each other, and one's more interested in the other. And the other person's just waiting for someone better to come along, but they don't want to get rid of him completely because, like, oh, it's good to have him around and compliment me and make me feel good about myself.
Yep.
And they're always, you know, keeping me company. But, man, if I find someone better, they're gone in a second. This is what this feels like. He
yeah.
is just on a string. He's trying. He's trying to be all, you know, ooh, let's be hopeless romantics or whatever that is in a relationship and be romantic. And she's just not about it. She's over him already after 2 days.
Seems like everybody in the chat hit us up and let us know. Can you get too many compliments? I don't know.
No.
Also, real quick, I'm gonna let you get back to that. But
no,
I forgot. Real quick, guys, we are keeping track of the tallies. We've got another link in the description to go and vote to rate the couple. So I wanted to shout it out right now. Everybody who's watching this live, you can go right now. Everybody who's watching after in Afterland, we're in the past right now.
Yeah,
you guys are in our future. You can go ahead and vote, and we're keeping tallies. And producer Jonathan, who can chime in right now over the voice of God here, he is keeping a very cool graph of it for everybody. So,
yeah, you.
There is not such a thing as too many compliments.
No, especially in a marriage. Like, I don't know. This kind of, like, shifted how I feel about them. Because Deanna, come on. Who doesn't like compliments? What woman?
You know who? Someone okay. that doesn't find... You would like compliments. People say, oh, they're giving me too much attention and stuff. You like that if you're into the other person. If you don't like the other person, you find excuses. Not,
right.
I don't want, there's okay. no compliments. You see what I mean? Mm. Everything that should be endearing and you enjoy with someone you're into.
Right.
Right? It's like, oh, someone's like, oh, I don't like talking on the phone. Or you text me too much. No.
Yeah.
If you want to hear from someone that you're really
right.
into, you
yeah.
you can take 1,000 texts
a
day.
You're holding the
yeah.
phone, like, waiting
and
for the text
to
come.
And when you're saying, oh, I don't like too many compliments, that means, like, It irritates me because I'm not that into you, so I don't want to
mm-hmm.
hear
yes.
it from you. From you, from someone else, potentially, yeah.
And now here's what I'm getting tired of also. I'm tired of hearing about the 10-year thing. Like, I don't care. It's been brought up again.
The version in the 10
He
year.
Brought it up in the bro
Ridiculous.
Time, right? He brought it up again. She hasn't been in a relationship for 10 years. She kind of made it seem in her little one-on-one interview with the producers or whatever that was kind of a reason. Like, she hasn't been in a relationship, so she's not used to compliments. That's crazy to me.
I'm thinking her ex gave her too much compliments. I don't know who says that, but listen... Now you're going to be mad once he stops giving you the compliments, and you're going to be like, "Why? Where's the compliment? Where's
mm-hmm.
the compliment? Oh my gosh, why aren't you giving me any compliments? Because you told him to chill.
Right.
You told him to turn it off, so he
right.
turned it off. Like,
and then
I
right back
that.
Around, he kind of turned her right back around and was like, mm-hmm. you know, your man likes compliments too.
Okay.
So it's like, she's not giving
validation,
any.
Asking for validation that he's not getting from her that he wants. He also said the same thing too. Are you a hopeless romantic? I'm a hopeless romantic. It'd be nice if we were both hopeless. He's constantly asking for validation. You know what does that? Someone who's wants the relationship on equal footing and recognizes it's not.
It's not.
It's clearly not.
By the way, I agree with you definitely on that.
They cannot be hopeless romantics anymore because the romance is fulfilled and theoretically they have gotten what they hoped for, so there's no reason to be hopeless.
Not in her case. It should just be romance.
And I hate sayings being used incorrectly. And can we talk now, before we move on, can we talk about ziplining? Because... for those of you out here who have never ziplined, it's a lot of fun. And it's really not scary. You're really harnessed in. You just kind of step off the ledge. Are we really sad about Greg and how he acted for this whole ziplining thing?
Well, honestly, if you guys watched last season, he definitely reminds me of Will, but 100%. Being afraid to be adventurous. But I'm glad he did. He conquered his fear. There are some people who are scared of like heights and everything. So I understood that, and I was glad that he did it. But it was kind of like they made it a major thing, and I was just kind of
nothing else is going on in the episode, so Greg not wanting to zip line was a major
plot
point.
3 feet off the ground.
Jim, if this is you, right, okay, and let's make it something even more crazy.
Right.
I have zero desire to parachute.
Right.
Okay, to jump out of a plane and go parachuting.
Same here.
If I'm on a reality TV show.
If I'm on The Bachelor, yes, I'm doing it.
Yes, and I'm not saying a thing.
Yes.
Right? It's all internal, like, oh my God, like, I don't want to do this. But externally to the camera, I'm like, pumped up, let's go. It's a national TV. You're always going to be the dude who wouldn't zip line.
They set up the date, right? So they expect you to do it.
Just do it.
And that not only makes him... okay, you could maybe look him, get some crap from her in private, but this everyone sees this.
Everybody sees this. And
you know what production could do on a reality show? Twist it around and make him look even more wimpier.
But
you know?
it still makes him look wimpy if he doesn't just step off. Instead, she's waiting for him on the platform, and she's like, you can do it. Like,
it
would have
been worse
it's
if
like,
there was a line.
Come on. Oh, yeah. If there was
it
a bunch of other people.
Way worse.
If there was, like, some really, really old people waiting to go, like, come on, let's go.
You could have got some off the streets, you know, can make it look better.
I'd love it. All right. Whatever. He gives her a massage on the beach. Like, it's not happening. They're not getting any sex time.
Angry or pissed off almost with him. She's so annoyed. I can tell you.
Thank you.
She looks annoyed with him. Like, to the point, like, get me out of here. Not only the marriage part, she doesn't even want to be around him. There's a whole different thing about, like, maybe not feeling, but versus being annoyed by someone not wanting to be in her presence. It looks like that.
It does. Yeah. And it's, I keep thinking that it's their little quirky back and forth, and they're kind of giving.
No.
But the more and more we see it, and the more we talk about it, it doesn't seem like she's on the same page at all.
I feel like it's more so, like what you said, Jim. I feel like it's more so a comfortable friendship. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't seem like romantic or I'm falling in love with you. And I think he's like trying to get her to fall in love and open up and everything. But I feel like she's just like, nah, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Mr. Aliwada is in the chat, of course. What's up, dude? Really good to see you, as always. Said, be even worse if he had to climb back down. Like, it was hot.
That'd be amazing.
Yes.
That would have been amazing. Let us move on. Oh, gosh. To Keith and Iris. Keith and Iris. Okay. Iris is... we talked about Amber being a little extra. Iris is really extra, too.
Mm-hmm. In a different way, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Yeah,
I feel like
at least
Iris
Amber's,
is worse.
At least, like,
Amber's in a fun
up.
Way.
At
She's
least
extra.
Okay. Yeah.
This one's an annoying extra.
Iris, right off the bat, is asking, are you in this for longevity? Like after the 8 weeks, like is this going to happen? So, like, whoa. First of all, this is day 3. You both knew what the name of the game of the show was when you signed up for it, right? Like, we're going to see. I don't know what your favorite color is yet. I don't know if I want to spend the rest of my life with you. That's what these 8 weeks are for, right? To find out if you want to have that longevity. I mean, she way out of line, Lanisha?
I mean, it was how she was coming out with the question. Like, the first question, it was great and everything, but, like, how she was, so, are you in it for real? Okay, how she was doing it, it was just so intense. Like, dang, can he get his answer out? He was trying to answer, but she wasn't even letting him get the answer out. Is your favorite color blue? Are you purple? Are you...
Keith's composure is being tested at all times.
And he's very laid back.
He's
about
a very laid back guy, but you can see it in his facial. See it in his facial reactions. Like he's about to really want to say what he wants to say, and he just holds it back.
He just holds it back.
It's gonna come out sooner or later. The thing is, she's just too much. Like I would have earplugs at all times around because it's stuff. It's not even stuff that's relevant. It's just BS that she's saying. Like it's just stuff that doesn't matter about the plates and forks and all crap that doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I have this paper towel here and I want to bash myself listening to this. You
that know, was it's just, so strange.
It's annoying and just, oh man.
I feel like when we get edits like this, right, and you see the show, you think, is this the most interesting stuff that was shot? Because to hear Iris talk about silverware and somehow equate that to her being, I don't know, what is it, like high level or classy or something like that?
And she said, I'm classy, aren't you? And she took a shot kind of like, it was an arrogant thing. I didn't find her arrogant initially, but now I feel like these things she's saying, it's making her to pump herself up, you know, over him.
To me, she comes off as immature.
Could be also.
I think that's what it is, because newsflash for everybody out there, with silverware, you just start on the outside and work your way in. Like, that's how they put it on the table.
I use one fork and knife for everything. Legit.
Plus, people who are usually, like, wealthy enough to really be eating at these restaurants where they go all in couldn't care less about what silverware they use because they got the money to do it.
For me, it wasn't even the forks. It was, like, for me, I was already irritated with her with the whole phone situation. And, like, what you were saying with production, I think the editor was kind of like, we need to make this funny or something, because he kept getting the shot of Keith's facial expression.
Oh, yeah.
Every time she kept speaking.
Dude has got to be on something. Like, smoking Keith out a lot? Maybe. Or to, like, just mellow him out? And let's put this to everybody, because of their whole interaction, this is kind of like the most interesting thing to bring up as far as a disagreement. The social media use with the phone. She is upset that he spends, whatever, let's call it an hour, looking through all his stuff. But she admits that he just does it once a day. She does it for very short periods of time, but does it throughout the day. Which is more annoying?
Yeah. Well, what she was saying, first off, in general, she was just like, I know I'm on the phone for this approximately at this time, but you just approximately do it this amount of time. But, like, from what I've seen, I don't know if it was edited out, he seemed to be there listening to you a lot.
Yeah, no, he's acknowledging
surprisingly.
Everything.
But to me, if you're on your phone,
I would have been on the phone extra hours if that was the case.
Be like, give me a minute.
I feel like if you're on your phone constantly all day, that would be more annoying than it's like, okay,
no question.
I've kind of scheduled just social media time. Let me just knock it all out, because it's kind of a necessary evil for everybody now, depending on what you're trying to do, especially with them getting some kind of minor celebrity. He's probably trying to build it up a little bit. Anyway, I don't know. I was just very...
Maybe he's asking sex advice, you know what I mean? Like, from people that know and been there.
How to get virgins to stop that.
Or I would probably think he was on the phone like, this girl is crazy, help me right now.
Yeah. And then I actually lied. That's not the most interesting thing. The most interesting thing about them this episode was when, for some reason, they dug a little deeper about this virginity thing. And Iris admits, but doesn't admit exactly that she's
intercourse versus sex.
She's done everything but actual intercourse. Okay, so
good for you, Keith. You get to hold out.
I mean, this is so strange. Somebody else in the chat earlier, I'm sorry, I forget who it was, but somebody else was saying how maybe she's ashamed of, like, physical intimacy. That's why she doesn't even want to, you know, like, admit that she's done that. Again, I just find it interesting, and we bring this up all the time, and, again, not attacking anybody's religion. I'm really not. But if that is your reasoning, it would seem like doing all this other sexual stuff besides actual intercourse is still kind of off limits for some reason. It doesn't really jive.
It's like, oh, I didn't cheat. I just kissed him, but I didn't have sex with him. But it's not cheating, right? It's like that sort of equivalent.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you either are all in and haven't done anything, or pure and virgin, you know, ever, and everything has not been experienced by you when it comes to that, or you've done it, you know? But you can't dip, like, half your body in a pool and say, hey, I'm not swimming.
I've never swam before.
Yeah, but I'm just like, okay, it's not even the fact that she did it, but she just... It's the fact that she made it so up here. I'm so pure. I'm so virgin. I'm so this.
Well, it's that, I feel like goes back to when I said she feels immature to me, right? Because there's an easy, mature way to say about this. Like, yeah, no, I'm saving the actual act of sex for marriage.
And that's fine.
Just that one makes thing. Sense. I want to save it for my husband. Yeah. I've had boyfriends and we've been shared some level of intimacy. Mm-hmm. Okay, like I get it.
Yeah, but there's a difference between
celibacy and being a virgin. She's saying, I'm a virgin, I've never done anything at all. Like, that's how she sold herself.
It's a gimmick, it's a shtick with the dress, the purity, and all that stuff, the talk of it. It's her shtick.
So do you think that she specifically is leaning into that to maintain that kind of image?
Maybe. I don't know if it's for her family. Like, maybe it's like she doesn't want her family and she's ashamed of that, or her friends that are probably just
The reason she was so timid to say anything is in her mind, is she going, uh-oh, I'm not that character anymore if this comes out.
Well, here's the thing. With her, she's the most self-aware person on the show. Why? Because she understands what's happening. She knows there's an image to portray. She knows there's an image she wants to be viewed in. So she's seeing it from a perspective like, ooh, you know, the reality TV can turn you into whatever. I want to come off looking pure, innocent, mature, smart, and like a total catch. So I feel that a lot of the stuff she does is so predetermined and so thought out and crafted. Like the table stuff, the manners, and, oh, aren't you lucky that you're with such a special woman? It's subliminal.
Yeah.
She's trying to play with our minds and Keith's minds and everyone's mind. You know what I mean? I think we're not giving her credit. Instead, she's trying to outsmart and put out an image of herself. She's painting her own picture, not letting the production do
it. So I want to just address this in the chat real quick. Brittany Monk says, come on, guys, put some respect on her name. She's still pure. I respect her. I respect your choices and things like that. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it seems like some stuff is not jiving now.
Yeah.
And there's really no need. Like, there's no need to be extra about if you've hooked up and if you've done other stuff, but you're saving that one act for marriage.
Exactly.
Cool, I totally respect
that. And Keith is fine with it, too. Like, when she told...
It seems like it.
Well, when she told him that, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why she made it such a big deal. That's what I'm saying, because I'm Christian, too. Like, just saying that. So, the fact that she's saying that she's a virgin... Okay, you put yourself on a kind of a high pedestal and like saying, I'm so pure, I'm so this, I'm so that, and then saying you've done other stuff.
Right.
You know, then it's kind of like, okay, you kind of set yourself up.
Yeah.
No one was trying to put you on any type of pedestal or anything. He still would have looked at you with respect and everything.
And something else about this show that just Married at First Sight in general that I'm not sure happens as much with other reality shows, but we do know that there's a lot, well, it happens with all shows. What am I saying? We do know there's a lot of stuff that they don't say specifically because they're being filmed all the time. Mm-hmm. So just like last season with Kate and Luke, they were having sex, but they were specifically telling the cameras that they weren't until it kind of all blew up in their face, right? They weren't saying anything and they weren't showing Kate drinking, but Luke like blew her up about it. So when we say that Keith is cool with it, he knows he's on national television.
Right.
He looked like a real jerk for being like, oh, man, I hate virgins. I can't, like, oh, I just want to have sex. Like, he looked like a real jerk, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like we don't actually know his thoughts on it. He's got to tell the guys he's cool with it. It's his wife.
Right.
I feel like
it's true.
Said his thoughts pretty well. Like, he simply said, like, obviously he's
nervous
about it.
You buy it 100%.
Yeah, like, he says he's nervous about it, and he's respecting her decision. That's what I love about Keith. So, Keith, if it don't work, call me. Okay.
Biased.
I like the fact that he was respecting her decision of wanting to wait and get to know her on a deeper level. But, I don't know. I was just thinking about like just how she was kind of just setting herself up.
Okay.
Like she didn't have to continually be like, I'm a virgin. And now this is coming out.
And I
unless the producer said that to you.
Seems like what a lot of people in the chat are saying. She keeps talking about it over and over and over again. When you could totally respect it, and it can be a thing, and it can still be kind of a private thing between you and your husband.
And you'll
now
get the same amount of respect. Like, right. I guess I'm saying it's nothing she should be ashamed of.
No, there's nothing. It's nothing there to be ashamed of at all. Mm-hmm.
But
no.
We don't know how she values her image,
right?
And public perception, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the whole thing. Maybe to her, that's everything. You know, that's the most sacred thing for her to protect her image, how she wants to be viewed by the world, not only, you know, people she knows. And that's her focus. We're constantly reminding us that subliminal way. We're talking about this for the last 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Nobody's perfect. Everyone got their dirt. Right. The world got their dirt. So
I'm perfect.
Okay, I'm perfect.
Now, the opposite of Iris, who can have sex but doesn't want to, we go to Elizabeth, who wants to have sex really bad and has her period. So,
these guys.
Once again, this is the lengths we are for this episode. A woman's natural body functions is one of the major plot points of this episode. Real quick, before we talk about this couple, don't forget, go to our link, hit up the survey, and tell us how you guys rate the couple. We want to tally everybody up. So, okay, guys. She really wants it. She can't have it. Okay.
They can't have it. They could.
They could. Okay. That's
they just
they
don't
could.
Want to.
They're choosing not to.
Yeah.
We don't have to go into it any more than that.
We could.
I loved having these conversations with them about this topic.
You get two
it's
dudes
funny.
Here like, what?
And then the girl understands.
I mean, who said, what, was it her that didn't really want to, or him, or is it mutual? Do we know, technically?
They both did.
Because if she was up for it and it was up to him, like, really?
I feel like she's up for it.
I feel like she is too. Yeah. We don't know that, but I feel she would
let's
be.
Put it, let's put it
based
way.
On what we've seen from.
Okay, let's put it this way. 4 weeks from now, no problem.
No problem.
Next month for them, no problem.
Yeah.
It won't be a barrier.
2 days later, no problem.
No problem, no problem. Tomorrow, no cameras, no problem. So, okay. Mm-hmm. They get back from volleyball, and now this was confusing to me. Maybe we should have rewound it, because I was confused. Volleyball is done. The genders split up, right? They do their little powwows. They're done. What happens? She wants to go back and have a shower, but he's still hanging out with the dudes. And then he's like, well, I don't know where she is. I'm going to go get lunch. And she sits in the hotel room for 2 hours. Is that the sequence of events?
I don't know where he was, but it does seem like he was probably still hanging out with the guys. And that blow up, I feel like, was not necessary.
It seemed like the most manufactured fight you could ever have. It was so passive-aggressively weird. She's just like, well, we can't have sex, so I need some way to get this energy out. I'm going to fight with you. Although, dumb move to not follow your brand new wife. Right?
Well,
but he said he didn't know where she went.
Yeah.
This is such a confusing, weird little interaction. Yeah, hit it.
I think it's all that zit that popped out.
Oh.
The zit.
That was right.
It was literally, you couldn't look away from it.
His chest.
Maybe it was so impactful that she needed some time for herself, and they split them apart, man, hoping that thing would be popped by the time he got back.
Perhaps. I don't know if it was that, or if something in the jungle burrowed into his skin or
we
something.
We don't
like
know,
that.
But it's, I need to know answers to this. I want to know answers to this. Anyone on the chat have a theory on this whole thing?
It was another character right there.
Totally.
So they got over that dumb fight, which was kind of nothing. And then we find out, this is fascinating. What's that?
I said she was intense.
She was intense. Yeah, which is almost a warning sign of things to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we find out that they have a little bonding moment as that they both lied to the producers about wanting kids.
I wonder, did the producers, like, because you know somehow some people could tell when you're lying?
Sure.
Like, you have, like, those professionals, like, is this really them? I wonder if they, like, kind of knew.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it could have been done in that way. For me, it's, hey, they finally have something in common.
It's great.
They're finally linked by their lies, you know? lies and not wanting children. I guess that, you know, or at least any time in a near future. It was a true, genuine bonding moment between them we haven't really seen, right? So they were, like, excited about it.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, high five to this one.
It was something.
It was crazy, but.
So a lot of the ladies in the chat look like they are agreeing if, you know, they were 2 hours gone and the husband didn't come looking
it's
for him.
It's a zit, right?
What?
They're agreeing with the set, right?
No, no, no. Just that they would be mad. They would be upset. 100%, me too. But this is not a normal honeymoon. Like, when we went on our honeymoon, if I was just randomly away from my wife for 2 hours, that would have been really strange. If I'm on this island with cameras filming me and doing little interviews, and, well, you guys, all four of you have to go hang out now and be buddies with each other and talk about Iris's virginity and stuff, I don't know. It doesn't seem like that odd to be off with the filming and stuff like that.
No. Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out if maybe the girls ended sooner than the guys. And maybe the guys were talking, having a longer conversation.
Right.
Like, I don't know. That's something I would assume.
Or could you also make the assumption that the production team took your wife and is doing a private interview with her? And, like, I don't know where she is.
Yeah.
The producers, they're all wrangling us to eat and stuff. Mm. Like, no one's telling me anything, so I'm hungry. It just seemed way less epic than it needed to
be. Yeah, like, because she even said she went out to eat, so... Was it really 2 hours of you waiting? Or?
How many restaurants are at this resort that they didn't see each other?
Catered.
Why are they on their cell phones or something like that?
Why are you on your cell
phones? The mysteries of behind it. Let's get a producer on here and tell us.
I don't know. This is a really strange interaction, and, you know.
It was miscommunication.
They're still on the island.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. I felt like it could have been handled better, the conversation.
Of course.
Like, I don't know. He kind of reacted the way I would. I like to sometimes, like, shut down because I know how I could be when I talk back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go off and make the situation worse. So I'll keep my mouth shut and be like, okay, let me just let them finish talking.
Well, let me toss this out. Do we think that it's possible that Elizabeth blew this up just to get some emotion out of Jamie? Because he's a fairly kind of guy, right? And the episode ends with them in the tub naked. She's been naked more for these cameramen. Like, I swear, the very first side cameramen were like, are we doing porn this season?
Or, is this in the contract?
What is happening? Right? She has been naked so much on this show. Do you think she just wanted to see some spark out of him? And then the tiny bit that she maybe kind of got was like, cool. Like, that's attractive to me. He's got some fire. Let's get in the bathtub.
It could be, because it's desperation time now to get him to react.
It's desperation time.
Yeah, it's like SOS when it comes to getting his reaction. They're on an island, and if he doesn't come through with some sort of emotion.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you're married, so do you like to, you know... Get into a fake fight, but to make the makeup, like you know.
If Raquel is watching, no, I don't need to get into any fake arguments. I cut you off. Do I like what?
Yeah, to the makeup, like to make up.
No.
Oh.
No,
it's counterproductive in every way.
Yes, I like to make up if we happen to have a disagreement, but I don't need to manufacture fights for intimacy. That's fine.
Hey, everyone in the chat, can you tell me some good fake fight ideas?
Yeah.
Or some hot fight.
I mean, I guess like hooking up after you've fought and made up with somebody, like it can be pretty intense. It can be pretty hot, but it's definitely not a good look to manufacture it just for that.
Yeah.
Like, don't get into the argument.
Scheming your way.
Just hook up.
I mean, some women do. Some people just simply like the argument because they like the makeup part. The makeup's so passionate.
I feel like those relationships don't last.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't. Yeah.
The divorce rate is really high.
But I don't think this one's going to last, so that's why.
Oh, man. I don't know. This is very strange. This is a strange episode, but we made it through. We are here. Guys, of course, we're going to go right now into our special segment. We're going to rate these couples. Producer Jonathan. There is my Rate the Couples music. Of course, as we've been shouting out over the show this whole time, please go to our survey link. We love the interaction with you guys. I know you guys throw your ratings up in the chat, but just put it in the survey, and we're going to tally it. It's right there in the description, so hook it up. Okay, it's on a scale of 1 to 10. Of course, we're going to start out with Too Tall Matt, Midget Amber. Sorry, that's a bad word. I'm kidding. We're at Matt and Amber. What do we go?
9.
Six? Yeah, listen, it's going to be a miracle when I give some of these couples an 8 at some point, okay? 6 for me is high because they're still, like I'm telling you, he's not wearing the hubby shirt, okay? That's a
He's not
breaker.
Wearing the hubby shirt. Everybody who watched us last season, they know I'm pretty strict with my ratings. It's like 1, 10, and then like 3 and 7. I don't know. This season's got me really shook on this. For Matt and Amber, I'm going to go 8. I'm going to go 8. Let's go to Greg and Deanna.
Generous.
They lowered for me, so they I'm going to put them at a 6.
Greg and Deanna, I got this bounty here, whatever it is. I'm going to cover up the spilled mess of a relationship that's draining and falling apart and slipping away, and you know, we got this covered, but their relationship not so much. That's a 1.
I am going to get, oh man, this is so hard. I'm going to give them a 4. Okay. Keith and Iris.
7.
All right.
3.
Jim doesn't believe in love. There's a big
I'm the Russian
Jim
judge.
Doesn't believe
I am,
in love.
I am the Russian judge on this show. Oh
God. I just love how realistic Keith is with her because he's very respectful and understanding.
He's holding it in.
What did I give Greg and Deanna? I'm going to give Keith and Iris a 4, too. I don't see it lasting.
No.
Real quick, we're running out of time. Elizabeth and Jamie.
4. They're not lasting.
5.
I'm going to give them 6. I give them better than the other two, but still not as good as Matt.
The
and
other
Amber.
Ones are falling. Wow. We got the top paper towels.
That's it. I mean, we have our sexy time. I want to hear the music, Jonathan, for sexy time. We already know that Matt and Amber have had sexy time. They're going to keep going with sexy time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's go around the horn and just go for it. Do you think Greg and Deanna are going to have sexy time?
Next episode?
No.
Hell no.
Mm-mm. No.
She ain't even letting him touch him.
No. The massage is weak. Yeah. And it's like this fingertip thing. It's not the way to give a massage. It's not the way to give a massage. Keith and Iris?
No.
Come on. No. Elizabeth and Jamie. Now this is... Whoa. This is the big thing. She's still going to be on her period. The honeymoon's not over. She's still going to be on her period in the timeline. Do they have sex?
Yeah.
I think she's going to let him. I mean,
they left us in that tub, man.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Let us know what you guys think in our survey down in the description. We can't wait to see you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I feel like we made this episode a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Until next week, when we catch up with these wonderful couples again, where can they find you guys?
You guys can find me, Lanisha, at Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
I'm here to clean up the mess, but you can also reach me at the Jim Alexander on all social media, realtalker.com. That's RELtalker.com.
Guys, I am Mike Thielen. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thielen. Of course, if you like these relationship reality shows, I am on the Bachelorette panel every Monday right here on AfterBuzz TV. Come hang out. Thank you so much. Go have an intimate talk with your loved ones.
Clean it up.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.